From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And it is 55 degrees right now. Cloudy skies, Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. It's Wednesday. We can see your weekend from here. Our top local stories this hour. Dogs on the ground, drones in a helicopter in the sky as police search for a hit-and-run suspect coming up where they're looking. The last Sierra Snowpack survey of the season is out directly ahead. How do things look for water?
So our instruments that we use aren't able to pick up any snow, so we're calling the day's measurement zero.
And gas prices in Nevada just keep going up on the way where you can find gas cheaper. These stories and more coming up on the news at noon, live and local from the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time, 1206.
Good afternoon, Greg. It is 1206 in Carson City as well. Not even 30 seconds slower. Well, history at the Supreme Court, it was made today. We'll talk about that toward the end of the hour, if we can, if we have enough time. Douglas County Commissioner and AG candidate Danny Tarkanian is in a middle of another controversy. Nevada, with ours in charge, not that long ago, way ahead of the curve when it comes to wokeness. We'll tell you about that. And I missed this yesterday, Greg. Meant to do this, but I forgot. It seems like there's a national do for everything. You know, national day of this, national day of that. Well, some of the silliest national day ofs include National Nothing Day. That's January 16th, by the way. And I don't think I did anything that day. National... Cat Herder Day is December 15th. National Create a New National Day is coming up June 21st. See what you can come up with. And yesterday was actually National Backup Day. Yesterday, you should have taken the time to back up all of your data. And you ask, why is March 31st National Backup Day? Because if you don't, you'll be an April fool. All right. 1208. And we will take a look at the first traffic of the new news hour with Phil right now. Phil, take it away.
We have an injury collision working right now. It's in Sun Valley at Sun Valley Boulevard at West Fifth Avenue. They're working on getting that cleared. You'll also still need your chains on State Route 431, the Mount Rose Highway, and on State Route 88 in California as you make your way towards Kirkwood. It's snowing pretty darn well up in Mount Rose right now, and yep. Our temperatures are coming in at 51 degrees in Sparks, okay. 48 degrees in Carson City, 58 in Urington, 38 degrees at South Lake Tahoe.
It is our top local story this Wednesday afternoon. It is a hit and run in Reno with the suspect at large. RPD says this happened on Pyramid back on March 23rd. Well, this morning officers pulled over a suspect in connection with the crash near Kitsky and Vassar, but instead of staying put, well, the suspect fled off. You might have seen some very heavy police activity in the area of Vassar, but no sign of the man, say police. Described as a white male, a tattooed face on him, wearing red sweatpants and a black sweatshirt. Well, the final snow survey of the season for the Sierra is out, and the results, not great.
Today, our survey recorded 0 inches of water content and 0 inches of depth, which puts us at 0% of average.
Andy Rising with California Department of Water Resources. Believe it or not, it actually could be worse.
With snow on the ground, it is better than 2015, which was zero. If you were here back then, we'd walk across a dry field with the governor. Brown back then.
Okay, so what's this all mean?
Most of the all-important Sierra Nevada snowpack has melted and turned into runoff after several days of extremely warm temperatures in March. On Monday, snow in the Sierra Nevada was measured at just 18% of average. That's one of the smallest snowpacks in decades. It has a direct impact on the state's water supply as we head into the warm, dry season. I'm Daniel Martindale.
And after all this dry weather, a winter weather advisory remains in place for the Lake Tahoe area, other parts of the Sierra as well. Around Tahoe, the snow level is expected to be near 6,800 feet today. The storm not going to be massive, but it could trigger some chain controls on some mountain roads. The snow expected to depart by tomorrow night. From water to wind, we'll get ready for 70-mile-per-hour gusts that could hit the 395 corridor between Nevada's state line and Susanville. The National Weather Service has issued a severe high wind warning for major chunks of the Northern Sierra. The warning starts at 2 o'clock today and lasts until 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Powerful winds will likely knock down trees and power lines. If you are in that area, you should prepare for some power outages. Travel will be dangerous for high-profile vehicles. Well, speaking of travel, area officials met to talk about how people are going to get around Northern Nevada with this data center boom underway. It's not going anywhere.
And it's all the time, right? It's 24/7, and that's like there's just no let up of it. And it just requires that much more power to do all that more computing.
Chris Brandon is the executive director of the Western Nevada Development District. The worry is, how will people be able to get to and from work?
85% of the people that live in the North Valleys or in Sparks are traveling to those jobs in the Trick area. So I'm very interested in the workforce rail.
Reno District 6 City Councilwoman, that's Brandi Anderson. She is focusing her concern on commutes to the USA Parkway area. Both talked to KRNV TV Channel 4. We'll talk about a hot car. Police in Sparks say two men set fire to an unaccompanied Pontiac in the early morning hours of February 9th. This happened off Rice Street and 18th, just south of Prater Way, where the two suspects burned the 2008 Pontiac G6. Remember that one? You get a car, you get a car. It had Oregon license plates on it. The two suspects were seen leaving the area on skateboards, heading west on Rice Street near 19th. And gas prices for most Nevada drivers are now hovering near $5 a gallon. If they're not over that already, AAA says the statewide average is now $4.93. The most expensive average, well, right here in Washoe County, where gas is $5.24. The least expensive for a price of gallon of self-serve regular, Elko County, $4.22. Gas is going for an average of $4.98 in Clark County. And checking GasBuddy.com, the best we can do for you is a mobile off Gregg Street in Sparks at $4.73 a gallon. Ouch. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:13.
Still cloudy, still damp, and it's going to be windier. High wind warning kicks in at 2 this afternoon, goes till 11 tomorrow. We already have a winter weather advisory in effect in the higher elevations until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Controls off and on in the mountains, and we could see maybe a foot of snow at the Sierra Crest, a couple of inches at the lake, primarily on the west side. 65 miles per hour. It takes 4 seconds for your brakes to stop you. Don't leave your safety to chance. Trust a master mechanic. Today at 3, Lars Larson, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years. I would try drugstore insoles and supports.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, we know the search for pain relief can feel like a hopeless ordeal.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections. I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
At the Good Feet Store, we hear stories every day of all kinds of cheap inserts, expensive shoes, and other failed remedies people have tried that just didn't work.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked. And then I was driving past the Good Feet Store, and I thought, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I'm so glad I'm at Good Feet. That changed my life.
Don't lose hope. Give the Good Feet Store a try. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Live great and celebrate. Meeting up with good friends, making new ones, celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, job promotions, or family reunions. At Glen Eagles Restaurant, expect the best in service and food preparation, comfortable atmosphere, elegant sitting rooms, and rich wood decor. Glen Eagles special purpose rooms accommodate everything from small business meetings to bridal showers and large wedding receptions. Cozy up in rooms with fireplaces, or when the weather's nice, dine outside on two patios. Whether cocktails, appetizers, or a sit-down dinner, make reservations at Glen Eagles in Carson City. Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner. More information at GlenEaglesRestaurant.com. Glen Eagles is Carson City's finest dining.
Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and on very special occasions. Glen Eagles sets the bar for delicious cuisine and top-of-the-line satisfaction. It's easy to see why Glen Eagles Restaurant is Carson City's finest. Live great. Come celebrate.
The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for northern Nevada with high winds that could cause power outages. Is your generator ready to keep your home or business up and running? If not, Amerigen Power Solutions provides field support, replacement parts, top brand generators, so you are ready when the storm hits. Find out more at AmerigenPowerSolutions.com or call 453-1048. Amerigen Power Solutions, the power when you need it.
Call the generator people, Amerigen.
Fox News Radio, across America, around the world. It's the news you trust, fair and balanced, from America's news leader. Live at the top of the hour, get the Fox News update. You can hear the difference.
Further Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
A suspect has been arrested on felony warrants after he was caught squatting on a business. Reno police were called to the 5,000 block of Smith Ridge Drive for reports of someone unlawfully occupying the roof of what used to be Once Upon a Child. Police were able to make contact with the unnamed suspect and ended up taking him into custody on multiple charges after finding out he was wanted out of California on multiple felonies. I'm Phil Galbraith reporting.
And I'm Greg Neft. If you are just checking in, the three big things you need to know. Well, the last Sierra snowpack survey is out, at least for this winter. It is a goose egg.
So our instruments that we use aren't able to pick up any snow. So we're calling the day's measurement zero.
Police are searching for a reported hit-and-run driver after he fled a traffic stop. And gas prices show no sign of budging downward as the average in Washoe County remains well above $5 a gallon. It is our top national story, a return to the moon, possibly as early as tomorrow.
Suited up and ready to launch, three men and one woman are the first to fly on an SLS rocket and in the Orion capsule. During a mission set to last more than 9 days, the crew will orbit the Earth, then spend 4 days flying out past the moon and 4 days coming back. The rocket is healthy, but weather could be a factor at launch time. They will blast off from Florida, but splash down off the California coast. Rory O'Neill at the Kennedy Space Center.
And President Trump set to address the nation tonight on the war in Iran. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:18.
Later this hour, baseball and softball season underway. Baseball, including the Aces. Craig Swope has local sports here on the Noon News Hour. It is 12:18. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office was awarded $93,000 and some change, a federal grant from the U.S. Department of Justice's Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services. And that's to support the mental health and long-term wellness of its personnel and their families. This two-year award will fund counseling, resources, and other support services. Remember all the smash-and-grab crimes on retail stores? Still goes on, especially in California. In California, up to $950 in theft is still considered a misdemeanor. Our former Democrat governor, Steve Sisolak, one-upped Gavin Newsom on that one, and he made it $1,200 here in Nevada. But effective January 1st of this year, in case you were considering doing something like that, the law changed here in the sliver state. You can now steal up to $750 before it's considered a felony. Below that amount, it's still illegal, but it's considered a misdemeanor. At one point, not too terribly long ago, the threshold was $1, one sawbuck. And many of you may remember the three strikes you're outlaw in California. That was enacted in the 90s, but it went away in 2012. Greg, input
yes,
from
sir.
A listener. Hi, we got back into town Sunday, heard the new live and local show with Greg and Jerry on Monday, and am listening this afternoon. It's going to be a good show with local news and issues every day, a good break from the national crap, quote unquote. Listen live with the FM Talk app. Feedback is welcome, just like that. Tap on the shout out cloud or menu bar and sound off through the app. The best one of the hour gets a $100 gift card at Glen Eagles in Carson City. The app is free at the App Store. And you can also text us at 775-884-9910. Your news is always free from your local news station, 99.1 KKFT. It's 1220. Phil with another look at traffic right now. Phil?
We have a new injury collision working southbound 580 at Fairview Avenue in Carson City. We have a lane blocked off in that area that is slowing things down in both directions, probably because of looky-loos on the northbound side. Also, they're still cleaning up an injury collision on Sun Valley Boulevard at West 5th in Sun Valley. Taking a look at our temperatures, it is 42 degrees in Verdi, 51 in Dayton, 54 in Smith Valley, 36 degrees in Incline Village.
Month of April off to a blustery start, low 50s and windy. High wind warning kicks in a couple of hours, goes till 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. In the mountains, a winter weather advisory until 8 tomorrow. Clouds and wind will calm, but it's going to be cool by tomorrow night. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind. A-Master Mechanic. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty with some great news. Brothers Home Improvement Spring Sale has been extended through the end of April.
This sale is the first time ever that Brothers has offered 0% financing for 24 months. That's no interest till 2028.
And you'll get up to $1,000 off on installed windows. This is amazing.
Brothers Home Improvement is a trusted, true family business made up of 9 brothers and sisters who are always striving for your complete satisfaction.
We love Brothers Windows. They care about you at Brothers like you're part of their family. The 9 brothers and sisters that put this thing together, real lifetime warranties, and they really take pride in their work.
Premium, high-quality, energy-efficient windows, only the highest quality craftsmanship, and these beautiful energy-saving windows are going to make your house more valuable and lower your bills.
Thousands of happy and satisfied homeowners over 30 years. Don't miss this extended spring sale. 0% financing for 24 months.
And never any sales pressure. Go to brotherswindows.com to get started. brotherswindows.com.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
The Aces are on the road this week. Reno broke open a close game with Albuquerque last night in the eighth inning, getting 6 runs, went on to win 8-1. Thomas Hatch had a strong start for Reno. The Diamondbacks catcher, Adrian Del Castillo, began a rehab assignment with the Aces last night. He missed the Cactus League games because of a strained calf. Nevada baseball and softball off today. Simpson plays baseball tomorrow at Piccoli, then an Easter break for the baseball team. Softball team on the road at Grand Canyon Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Grand Canyon ranked 17th nationally. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
54 degrees right now. Light rain falling at Reno Tahoe International Airport. From the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neff. It is our top local story. 0, 0, and 0. That is the reading from this morning's snow survey in the area near Lake Tahoe.
Based on this morning's data from our automated snow sensor network, the statewide snowpack stands at 18% of average. And based on snow sensors, that's also the second driest in 24 years of record since we've been calculating it. If we use snow courses as a reference, this is also the second driest or second lowest snowpack in about 75 years since 1950.
Andy Rising with California Department of Water Resources. No plates or registration on your car? Well, your neighbor might be watching and could have a way to tell on you. Nevada DMV, did you know this, has what's called a registration spotter page. And according to that agency, it's been a success, generating more than 38,000 reports. Police say they're somewhat dumbfounded by the success, though.
So between a driver license, insurance, and registration, if the person doesn't have two out of the three, then generally the car will get impounded. I'm still shocked that someone will drive a vehicle with literally just no license plate on it. I still can't believe that that happens.
DMV Compliance Chief J.D. Decker talking to Fox 5 Vegas. By the way, California's had a NARC page, if you will, on that sort of thing for many years. Nevada may handle a lot of money, but when it comes to its own financial literacy, not so much. A new WalletHub survey shows we are 41 out of 50. The study also found that Nevada ranked low when it came to financial planning and habits, hitting the list at number 43. Now, according to the study, the most financially literate states are Minnesota, Colorado, Wisconsin, New Hampshire, and Virginia. Interesting, there's only one in the West out on that list. Getting to and fro Northern Nevada in the face of ever more obsolete infrastructure and data centers opening up more and more. The topic of a meeting of area leaders this week. One Reno City Council member calling for better planning, saying it's a quality of life issue.
85% of the people that live in the North Valleys or in Sparks are traveling to those jobs in the Trick area. So I'm very interested in the workforce rail.
District 6 Councilwoman Brandi Anderson, another official, says the issue of data centers isn't going anywhere.
And it's all the time, right? It's 24/7, and it's like there's just no let up of it. And it just requires that much more power to do all that more computing.
Chris Brandon is the executive director of the Western Nevada Development District. Both talked to KRNV TV Channel 4. Well, the week-long Jewish holiday of Passover begins at sunset.
Passover commemorates the Jewish Exodus, when the Hebrews escaped slavery in Egypt, as told in the Hebrew Bible. The holiday is celebrated with family meals and communal gatherings where the story is retold and matzah, or unleavened bread, is eaten to symbolize the rush of their departure, leaving no time for bread to rise. I'm Sarah Walters.
On the issue of food, Hershey, the candy maker, says it hears you, and they're making a change with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup again.
Hershey says it will return all Reese's products to their classic chocolate recipe starting next year, after criticism over the use of cheaper ingredients in some items like seasonal candies. The company has used coatings with less chocolate in certain products, partly due to rising cocoa costs. The backlash came from Brad Reese, grandson of founder H.B. Reese, who criticized the company for moving away from the original ingredients that built the brand's reputation. Hershey says it's reviewing recipes to meet consumer expectations and will also make changes across its lineup, including switching to natural colors and updating other products. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
The first full moon of the month is tonight.
Tonight's full moon is called the Pink Moon because it coincides with the spring blooming of pink wildflowers. The full moon also coincides with the scheduled launch of NASA's Artemis II lunar mission, which will take four astronauts on two trips around the Earth before orbiting the moon. It will be the first crewed mission to the moon since 1972. The two-hour launch window opens at 6:24 p.m. Eastern. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The World Car of the Year Awards were handed out at the New York International Auto Show today. BMW took home the top prize at the World Car of the Year Awards, winning for its new iX3. It's a crossover, the first in a number of planned models that are looking toward the future. Word is that the crossover, the first in a planned range of new electric vehicles from BMW, also picked up EV of the Year prize. Hyundai, meanwhile, won the World Performance Car of the Year for the second year in a row. It's electric 640-horsepower Iconic 6N. That's fascinating that an electric car would top performance charts. Word is, also, the Lucid took home the World Luxury Car Prize. The Gravity, another electric SUV from Lucid, was the top winner there. The number of EVs on the market continues to grow, give me a good old-fashioned Corvette. 12:30 right now at FM News Talk. FM News Talk 99.1923 covers the world. Covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30. Fox
News. I'm John Saucier. The Supreme Court hearing oral arguments today about whether President Trump can restrict birthright citizenship through an executive order. The Trump administration argues that illegal immigrants do not have allegiance to the United States, and so, like enemies to the U.S. or ambassadors, their children should not automatically get citizenship. Chief Justice John Roberts questions, though, whether that comparison holds up.
I'm not quite sure how you can get to that big group from such tiny and sort of idiosyncratic examples.
A ruling not expected till early this summer. NASA is getting ready to launch four astronauts to fly around the moon and back tonight, part of the Artemis II mission. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy on Fox Business.
This is American space dominance. It used to be he who controls the seas controls the world. Now it's he who controls space controls the world.
The crew's now at the launch pad. This launch had been delayed for months because of malfunctions and other issues. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:31. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Niff from the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno. Was it something that she said? Nevada Democrat Susie Lee, she's from Southern Nevada, sent then deleted an expletive-filled post to X/Twitter yesterday morning in response to news that President Trump would be the first sitting president to attend oral arguments at the Supreme Court. Word is that the post, I'm not going to even say the word, she did apologize, saying, sorry, I say that word a lot these days. In response to this, the Nevada GOP X account posted a screenshot of what she said. You can go there and read it for yourself. They said, quote, as a post, sadly, this is not an April Fool's joke, just Susie Lee Nevada off the rails. NV Dems are the real joke, the GOP post said. Lee later posted to her campaign account saying, clearly my language touched a nerve. My nerve was touched by the attacks, this is her words, on our Constitution and its separation of powers. I took an oath to protect and defend it. So there's some doings being stirred up in Southern Nevada. A new study shows a link between an older woman's heart health and bone health. It shows women with an intermediate and high cardiovascular risk also had a similar risk level for experiencing a major fracture. The researchers say this link may be partially due to a reduction in estrogen, which happens after menopause, and that they say can impact both heart and bone health. The study by Tulane University was published in a health journal. It involved 21,000 women aged 64 and average. Speaking of health, the FDA is approving a new weight loss pill from drug maker Eli Lilly. The daily pill called Foundayo is the second oral GLP-1 to reach the market in recent months, following the approval of Novo Nordisk's Wegovy pill in December. The lowest dose expected to cost about $149 a month for people paying out of pocket, while higher doses could cost as much as $350 a month. Foundayo will be offered in 6 doses. FM News Talk Time, 12:33.
I can say for one that I have no other ambition so great as that of being truly esteemed of my fellow men by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. Abraham Lincoln.
A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Nothing makes our day better than earning another 5-star review from a satisfied customer. For service, visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Old bank statements, tax records, and sensitive paper cluttering your home or office? Worried about identity theft? American Document Destruction's professional document shredding. Bring your confidential documents to Reno Public Market from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Friday, April 3rd. We'll shred them securely on site while you watch. First Friday of every month. No hassle, $10 a box, no limit. Protect your privacy before it's too late. American Document Destruction, a Pacific company at Reno Public Market Shredding Day.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good.
It's a windy day. It's going to be a windy day tomorrow as well, and then colder air moves in with a hard freeze coming Thursday night. Temperatures today staying in the 50s with cloudy skies and damp conditions. Since the car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses. Repaired on time and on budget. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
The city of Reno is offering free sandbags for residents to pick up as a spring storm comes into the area with strong winds and heavy rain. Sandbags can be filled at the City Corporation Yard on East Commercial Row, at Mira Loma Park, Reno Fire Station No. 5, Horseman Park, and Idlewild Park. Sandbags are free, shovels are provided. Bring a good strong back. I'm Phil Galbraith reporting.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are advancing for a second day as investors digest fresh economic data and try to anticipate an end to the Iranian conflict by piling into risk and momentum stocks. The Dow entered into correction territory last week, but it's having its best three-day stretch in nearly a year. In terms of oil prices, U.S. crude is down around $99 a barrel, while Brent crude is around $101 as a result of declining oil prices. Shares of Chevron and ExxonMobil are dropping. Tech stocks are among the best performers, with the Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks higher across the board. Airline stocks are taking off on easing crude prices. However, Nike stock is plunging 15% and trading near 11-year lows. The sportswear giant beat third quarter earnings and revenue expectations, but said that it expects sales to fall between now and the end of the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time, it is 12:37. Breaking news this hour. We've just learned that House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune say they have a plan to fully fund the Department of Homeland Security, and it should be wrapped up by the end of the week. Fox News with that more coming up at the top of the hour. Right now it's time at 12:37 for a moment with Mike. Mike Bosma is the principal with Keystone CPAs, and he wants to help you with all your money questions. Trust me, the man knows what's going on with money. And Mike, you know, today this is interesting. We've heard a lot about this. We've talked a lot about Donald Trump here on FM News Talk. President Trump, he's got something called Trump accounts. Why don't you take us through what those are and how they can benefit families here in Northern Nevada?
Well, and it really is the ability to create a significant amount of wealth for the benefit of your family. The idea of a Trump account came about as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill and last year, and now effective this year, in fact, July 4th of this year to be specific, is when you can fund it. But the key is what people want to do now. They want to go to TrumpAccounts.gov, that's TrumpAccounts.gov, and they want to go register that account for their child. Super important that you get in line. There are a number of wealthy investors, Michael Dell and his family among them, that have committed to, even if children born after 2020 or before 2025, that they would fund some amount into those accounts. That's first come, first serve. So you want to get registered so that you're right at the front of the line to maybe get some of these additional funds. The other thing, you know, when you fund it on July 4th, the other thing you want to, you know, let your family know, let your boss know. You can put up to your boss can put up to $2,500 a kid into your child's Trump account. It's a deduction to the boss, not income for the kid or you. So a good way to spread some love out in a very tax-efficient manner. Now, the idea here is when if you put $1,000 in and don't do anything else with it, when the child turns 18, there'll be a solid $3,000 on that account. But the real magic, Greg, is if the family puts in $5,000 a year or some combination of all the above, by the time that person gets to 60 or 59 and a half, when they can pull it out tax and penalty free, ooh-wee, it's $3 million. Now, the key here is they want to pay attention to this.
Absolutely. That's fascinating.
And I was just going to say, the Roth conversion, when the kid turns 24, is going to make that $3 million tax-free. So they'll pay a little bit of tax when they turn 24, and then it'll grow millions of dollars tax-free. It's a huge benefit for families.
Incredible. $3 million is $3 million. I'll take that, definitely. And you, of course, know a lot about how to get that all set up and how to work that, and people can contact you, of course, at 775-786-4900, and they can learn all about this. I'm sure you can walk them through it, right?
Absolutely. And in fact, I'm doing a YouTube video on it right now. Go to YouTube at Bosma Business and check it out there as well.
Absolutely. Mike Bosma, principals with the principal with Keystone CPAs right here in downtown Reno, 775-786-4900. And Mike, we will talk with you again tomorrow.
Okay. Look forward to it. Great. Thanks.
All right. 1240 at FM News Talk.
Tarkanian appears to be in the middle of it again. Credit to Kurt Hildebrand with the Record Courier. Work on the northern segment of Muller Lane Parkway is continuing despite open meeting law complaint claiming the county decided to terminate a construction contract for the project. Douglas County officials responded to a request for information regarding an open meeting law complaint filed by David Park, after he reportedly learned from Commissioner Danny Tarkanian that the county had met in secret to cancel the contract. In the original complaint, Park said Tarkanian called him and informed him that the county had recently decided at a non-meeting not to proceed with construction of Phase 2 of Muller Parkway, end quote. Commissioner Tarkanian expressed concern that Commissioner Sharla Hales, Commissioner Mark Gardner, and county staff, including County Manager Jennifer Davidson and County Engineer Jeremy Hutchins, had reached an internal consensus to intentionally breach the development agreement by electing not to proceed with construction of Muller Lane Parkway Phase 2. There's a lot more to this story, and we'll cover it here on the Noon News. As warranted, here's another one of those Nevada brand, as a friend of mine refers to a California Republican. A Nevada brand of Republican, or sometimes, not to sound like Katie Couric, and some say, labeled as a Republicrat, former Governor Brian Sandoval in 2016 endorsed John Kasich for president. John Kasich was polling at 1%. Does that say he's out of touch with 99% of the Republicans at the time in Nevada? He, Sandoval, was quoted also is saying he's all in on Obamacare, end quote. Well, he signed a bill that allowed judges to impose extra, harsher sentences, if they wanted, on anyone who commits a crime motivated by the victim's gender identity or expression. Repeating, victim's gender identity or expression. Only one senator, one Republican senator, Joe Hardy, voted against that bill. Who else was a Republican senator in Nevada in 2013 who voted for that bill? Who's running for Congress in the 2nd District right now? Equal justice under the law, anyone? And that from a former judge, nonetheless, Brian Sandoval. The Nevada Senate voted 20-1 for that bill to make it law. A couple of more examples, perfect examples of Republicrats in Nevada. Former Senator Dean Heller, who's now a lobbyist living in Utah, and Congressman Mark Amaday endorsed Jeb Bush for president in 2016. At that time, Jeb Bush was polling at 3% in Nevada. So is it fair to ask the question, are they out of touch with 97% of the Republican Party in Nevada? It's 1244. If you miss a segment of the Noon News, just go to the podcast tab at 991fmtalk.com. You can download it, and again, your input is welcome. Here's the easy way. Don't text and drive, but you can text at 775-884-9910. Again, 1244. Phil has the latest traffic right now.
We have a major injury collision working right now on southbound 580 at Highway 50 in Carson City at that big intersection. It is slowing things down in all four directions. Give yourself some extra time. That earlier collision in Sun Valley has been cleared up, and Sun Valley Boulevard is returned to normal flow. However, you still need chains on State Route 88 over Kirkwood and Highway 431, the Mount Rose Highway. Be ready for that. 80 and 50, however, are open with no controls. It is 49 degrees in Spanish Springs, 50 in Minden, 53 in Wellington, 38 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather.
Still cloudy, still damp, and it's going to be windier. High wind warning kicks in at 2 this afternoon, goes till 11 tomorrow. we already have a winter weather advisory in effect in the higher elevations until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Controls off and on in the mountains, and we could see maybe a foot of snow at the Sierra Crest, a couple of inches at the lake, primarily on the west side. 65 miles per hour, it takes 4 seconds for your brakes to stop you. Don't leave your safety to chance. Trust a master mechanic. Today at 3, Lars Larson, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Tired of buying a washing machine every few years because your current one is broken or stinks? Sean here from Sargent's Appliance Center. Sargent sells top-rated, long-lasting Speed Queen machines with an expected life of 15 to 25 years. Sargent's Appliance Center will provide a washing machine that will have you wanting to do your laundry. Don't take advice from somebody that could be moved to the paint department next week. Quality products from a company that services what they sell. Buy right the first time. Search Sargent's Appliance and Sparks.
I'm Bill with Red Wing Shoes in Carson City, and I want to be your go-to boot guy. We're tucked right on 444 East William Street and proud to be the only independent Red Wing store in Northern Nevada. When was the last time you had your feet measured? Has anyone ever offered to lace your boots for you? At Red Wing Shoes, that's our goal every time you walk through the door. Our feet may stop growing in our late teens, but they never stop changing. Over time, factors like aging, weight changes, and daily wear can cause your arches to fall and the muscles in your feet to weaken, changing not just your size, but your need for support. That's why we take the time to measure your feet, offer a personalized fit, and even lace your boots for you. Because the right fit means better support, less pain, and more comfort on the job and off. Why not take a ride to Carson City and visit us on William Street, right across from Smith's?
Red Wing Shoes. Work hard. Look good.
Are you tired of big New York investment firms constantly pushing their social agenda and overpriced services? Well, the team at Sierra Pacific Wealth Management wants to help you construct a conservative investment portfolio that aligns with your beliefs. Sierra Pacific Wealth Management is a local Reno Incline Village team that cares about your values. SierraPacificWealthManagement.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC.
Spring is here, and it's time to power up your outdoor project with Steel's battery-operated tools on sale now at Wharton Concrete Forming Supply. Right now, during our spring sale, get a free extra battery when you buy select Steel battery-powered mowers, trimmer sets, vacuums, and garden pruners. That means twice the battery life to keep you cutting, trimming, and cleaning without the weight. Lightweight, quiet, and built to last, Steel's battery-powered tools make yard work easier than ever. Take the hard work out of the yard work. Don't miss out. The free extra battery is for a limited time. And remember, Wharton has the biggest and newest selection of rental equipment in Northern Nevada, plus service and repair on just about any piece of equipment made. Drive a little and save a lot. Stop by Wharton Concrete Forming Supply at 40 Industrial Road in Mound House or call 775-241-9494. That's 241-9494 today.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And 53 degrees right now, light rain in downtown Reno and at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neff from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Heading over to the Middle East to support Operation Epic Fury. The 152nd Airlift Wing of the Nevada Air National Guard is deploying over there. According to a statement from Governor Lombardo, quote, Nevada is praying for the brave members of the Nevada National Guard at this time. Our state's guardsmen are truly the best in the nation and have received extensive training in the mission sets included in this call-up. Throughout its 79-year history, the Nevada Air National Guard has deployed troops around the world in defense of our nation. That's a quote from Governor Lombardo. It's not clear what they'll be doing over there. The War Department not saying due to security concerns. While pilot has major injuries after an F-35 jet crash north of Las Vegas yesterday. The plane was based out of Nellis Air Force Base. It crashed inside the restricted federal property. It's part of the Nevada Test and Training Range. The pilot ejected after encountering trouble maneuvering the airplane. There was no impact to anybody on the ground. Well, the NFL reportedly approved approving the sale of 7% of the Raiders of Vegas on a valuation of just over $11 billion. The league will let controlling owner Mark Davis sell a chunk of the team to a group of investors that includes several parties. The deal also says that one of the parties has right of first refusal if the 70-year-old Davis decides to sell his entire stake in the team. Davis has no heirs, so that shows that the Silver Lake Private Equity Fund will have a significant future with the Las Vegas Raiders. 1250 at FM News Talk.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk. KKFT Sports.
That's not great baseball or softball weather, but plenty of games yesterday. No surprises. Most games went to form in baseball. Spanish Springs, Reed, Sierra Lutheran, McQueen, and Yerington were winners. Minogue, top-ranked in softball, shut out Carson 7-0. Two of the better 3A teams saw Dayton win 1-0 over Churchill, but lots of runs with some winners. Douglas scored 22, DeMonte 21, Spanish Springs 13, Sierra Lutheran 16 in wins. Even Yerington scored 13 in a loss to Oasis Academy 15-13. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
Crime is up in Washoe County. Conservative Wes Duncan is running for district attorney to make Washoe County a safer community and give us the change we need. Wes Duncan is unanimously endorsed by law enforcement because they trust him to back the blue. As an experienced prosecutor, Iraq War veteran, and colonel in the Air Force Reserves, Wes Duncan has the experience to make us safe. Vote Wes Duncan for a safer Washoe County.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan.
For 35 years, Pro One has served Northern Nevada with quality service and repairs. At Pro One, we will give you the ultimate customer experience. At Pro One, we will take you through the complete repair process with pictures and text messages. All we ask from you at Pro One is to put fuel in it, wash it once in a while, and we'll take care of the rest. And for you truck and SUV owners, remember, we know trucks. We can do diesel smog checks along with gas smog checks, and you never need an appointment for a smog check, gas or diesel. So give us a chance to earn your business. Pro One is the shop friends recommend to friends.
People world for expert service. It's so hard to find. Pro One Automotive does it right the first time.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
In times of loss, your family deserves choices made with care. At La Paloma Funeral Services, we can help you plan ahead, whether it's a direct cremation or it's a full-service burial at a church. La Paloma can handle it all and lock in today's prices so all your wishes are paid for and planned so nothing is left undone. Call La Paloma at 775-827-3700 or visit our website at lapalomafuneralservices.com. Our family, caring for yours.
At the Gary Great Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy, visitors are always welcome. Looking for a new family activity? Or maybe you just want to mix up your fitness routine. Hi, this is Gary Great. I take pride in knowing our competent and accomplished instructors are second to none. Whether it's our family program or child-specific classes, we have something for everyone. With locations in Reno and Carson City, go to bjjreno.com for more information and a full class schedule.
Month of April off to a blustery start, low 50s and windy. High wind warning kicks in a couple of hours, goes till 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. In the mountains, a winter weather advisory until 8 tomorrow. Clouds and wind will calm, but it's going to be cool by tomorrow night. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind. A-Master Mechanic. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update. Your new news. KKFT.
And 53 degrees right now in Reno. It's a hit and run in Reno with the suspect at large. RPD says this happened off Pyramid Way back on March 23rd. This morning, officers pulled over a suspect in connection with the crash near Kitsky and Vassar. But instead of staying put, the suspect fled off. You might have seen some very heavy police activity in the area of Vassar this morning, but no sign of the man. Described as a white male with a tattooed face, wearing red sweatpants and a black sweatshirt. FM News Talk Time, 12:56.
And for the first time in our country's history, a sitting president attended a Supreme Court hearing. Trump, he makes history just about every day, most of it good, better for the country. The birthright citizenship case being heard today. I listened to some of the arguments and opinion here. Two of the biggest oversights by the founders and our early government for not foreseeing, of course you'd say, how could they, that the rest of the world would break into our country and that our uniparty, the Republicans and Democrats, would basically do nothing for hundreds, well, every year, including today. But who would think that they would treat illegal aliens better than their own citizens? The forefathers did not see that coming. And if they had, they would have probably said a baby born on American soil to be an American citizen, not to foreigners or illegals in our country. And the other is the whole thing with the Indians, American Indians. How is there a sovereign nation within a nation? Just again, expressing my opinion, what they should have done is simply said, okay, you've got 100 years, or make it 150 years to assimilate, and then you wouldn't be dealing with a lot of things that we're dealing with today. And I bring this up in particular because of one of the Supreme Court justices appointed by Donald Trump seemed to think that Dances with Wolves, the Hollywood movie, is real life. Neil Gorsuch went on today with the Solicitor General, is an American Indian an American citizen? Asked it three or four different ways. And back in 2019, Gorsuch voted with the liberals on the Supreme Court in the case of Herrera versus Wyoming. You should look it up. It's not that terribly long, and it's fairly simple. Gorsuch cited the 1868 treaty at Laramie for the reason why he voted with the liberals. You should read that treaty. It's only 5 pages. It's actually 11. 6 of the pages are just signatures from Indians or marking that they agreed to the treaty. And one of the things in the treaty is that they agreed to make the reservation, the Crow Reservation in Wyoming, their permanent home. Now, obviously, they haven't remained on the reservation, and no one, including me, is suggesting they should be rounded up and returned to the Crow Reservation. So Herrera left the reservation, poached, and he was a former tribal game warden. He and two others left the reservation, killed elk, out of season, in another state, Montana, mind you, and he was found not guilty. Gorsuch voted with the liberals. Dances with Wolves is not a historical documentary, Mr. Gorsuch. We'll see you tomorrow for the new news, 12 p. to 1 p. on a Thursday. Thank you, Greg.